You're listening to SBS News.
Sydney's Muslim community was devastated by the loss of a man known for his hard work and charity. 25-year-old software engineer Ayas Yunus was on his way to a new job in March when his car was engulfed by floodwaters at Glenorie on the northern outskirts of Sydney. He called for help, but it didn't arrive in time. His housemates Atta Sharifi and Imran Ahmed remember their energetic friend.
He was friendly to everyone. He always greeted everyone with a smile on his face. He was helping and kind-hearted persons. The pain or the grief can't be described in the words.
I spent most of the time with him, almost like 8 to 10 hours a day he was with me. So a lot of memories, and now it hurts. That's hard.
His parents were granted special permission to fly from Pakistan to pay their final respects, but they were only allowed out of quarantine for 2 hours to attend the funeral and burial. Ayaz's father is Muhammad Yunus.
I wished we could have hugged him once more. I wished we could have embraced him and kissed his forehead.
Misra Sharif is from the Ahmadiyya Muslim Association Australia and helped organise the visas. He had hoped the whole family could be together, but Ayaz's three siblings were denied a visa and instead watched the live stream from home.
We are quite indebted to the immigration department who worked in these tough times, in these COVID times, to get visa and the parents here and to get them released. The health department worked with us. They got a very rigorous, a very comprehensive safety plan.
Stories were also shared about Ayaz's community spirit. He had organised a group from the mosque to help with the flood cleanup, but he never made it.
He was full of plans, full of life, and so such a life lost.
Lucy Murray, SBS News.